Today's daf is Masechet Horiot, daf Vav. We're holding a daf Hey Amud Beit, and we are three lines beneath the middle line of the big lines, of the wider line. So we got up to yesterday, here it says Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, both hold that Shevet Echad is Ikre Kahal. Now, so let's just review the shitot that we've had. Basically, we have four shitot. We have Rabbi Meir, we have Rabbi Shimon, we have Rabbi Yehuda, and then we have Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, who explains Rabbi Meir differently. And so, these are the shitot. Rabbi Meir holds, which is the normative halacha, that the din of Par Helam Davar Shel Tzibur is a din in Beit Din and only in Beit Din. There's no difference between the Kahal and the Eidah in terms of the Chiyuv. It's only possible to bring that if you have Rov Yisrael, and that would mean Rov of the entire population. The variation of that is Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar's Ashita in Rabbi Meir, who holds that you don't necessarily need Rov of the population. You could have even Rov of Shvatim if you have Miyut of the population, or you could have Miyut of the population if you have the Rov of the population, even B'Miyut HaShvatim. So it's you could have six shvatim, that is the rov of the population, or even less, and you can have seven shvatim, even though it's not rov of the population. So those are two shitot that are very straightforward. Now, we also have the more complex shitot of Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Yehuda takes exactly the opposite tack of Rabbi Meir, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Beit Din HaGadol never brings the Paral and Dover Shel Tzibur, only the Kahal brings the Paral and Dover, and the Kahal is defined as the Beit Din of Ot. So any shevet that was chote, that shevet and only that shevet is chayev to bring the Par Halam Dover Shel Tzibur, except that if the Beit Din of that shevet was Meira Heirah, then Rabbi Yehuda, and exclusively Rabbi Yehuda, holds that there is a din of a local Par Halam Dover Shel Tzibur, where the Beit Din of that shevet and only of that shevet, where it's Miyut of the Shvatim, would bring a Par Halam Dover for itself. But in a case where Beis Din HaGadol was the source of the original Hora'ah, then there's a din of Breirat HaShvatim, so that most of the Shvatim, in that case, all of the Shvatim would have to bring a separate, if one for each Shevet, Par Halam Dover. Of course, whenever we say Par Halam Dover, we mean Par Vesar of Avodah Zarah when that's the case. Or, if it was not a Psak Al Pi Beit Din HaGadol, then if Rov of the Shvatim or Chote, also they will be Geirer, the other Shvatim. None of the other Mandi Amrim hold of this concept of Gerira. That's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Rabbi Shimon Shita is a middle Shita. So according to Rabbi Shimon, it's incumbent both upon the Kahal and upon the Beit Din HaGadol to bring a Par Halam Dover. In which case, according to Rabbi Shimon, there would be always the number of Shvatim plus one. So let's say if seven Shvatim were Chote, then it would be seven Par Halam Dover, but there's no din of Gerira, so it's only seven, plus the Beit Din HaGadol brings its own Korban, which would give us a total of eight. But, as we learned yesterday, that's only where you have the Rov of the Shvatim and Rov of the population. But if you don't, then you would bring a maximum of one for the Kahal, even if it's five Shvatim, six Shvatim, that was Chetek. One for the Kahal and one for the Beit Din HaGadol in Yerushalayim. So those are the four Shitot. And as you've seen now, two of those four Shitot, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, which the Gemara is interested in right now, both of them assume that there is certainly a din of Kahal on each Shevet. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, only the Shevet, according to Rabbi Shimon, also the Shevet, but they both share this concept that when it says in the Torah, V'ne'alam davar me'neha kahal, it means a shevet. How do they know that? So ask the Gemara of Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. Shevet echad de'ikre kahal minalu. Says the Gemara, well, it says, Dechtiv v'yamod Yehoshaphat b'kahal Yehuda v'Yerushalayim. Now, that means we're only talking about that small group of people, which was one shevet. And it says that they were oimed in the kahal b'beit Hashem lifnei ha-chatzer ha-chadasha. By the way, what do you mean ha-chatzer ha-chadasha? What made it ha-chadasha? My ha-chadasha? Omar Rabbi Yochanan, that it meant ha-chadasha la-halacha. That the reason they had stood there is they made a takana then, shechichu dvarim, and they said that a tfulyom does not have a right to be nichnas to machane leviya. So that was a takana that they made, that even someone who had gone to a mikveh that day, but it was still chaser ha'arev shemet, which midioraita is not usher to come into the machane leviya, they ushered nonetheless a tfulyom from being nichnas. But that's not what's important to us. What's important to us is the fact that it's called a kaha. Matkif or Rav Yaakov by Yaakov. Now, wait a minute. Surely you can't say that there was only one Sheva day. I mean, maybe the Yom HaShoni Yerushalayim, by definition, the whole idea of Yerushalayim is that it was a combination over here of Binyamin and Yehuda. And that's what made Yerushalayim Yerushalayim, was the Gvul that went right through the Beit HaMikdash. So, I mean, that's the most that you could prove. So Yerushalayim is different. Elam Rav Acher Yaakov Dichtiv. Okay, let's go. We don't need to look into Nevi'im. Take a look back in the Bracha that Yaakov gives Yosef. So he's telling him over that HaKadosh Baruch Hu appeared to me, Vayomer Eli, Hineni Mafrechavi Erbitichon Taticha LeKahal Amim. Now, all of the Shvatim were already born at that point, except for one. And that was Binyamin. Hadn't been born. They were on their way, basically, back. Binyamin was going to be born along the way. So who was left at that point? That was the Kim of that Bracha. Manit Yadid Le'ayishata Binyamin. And the Torah refers to him as a Kahal. Shmami Na'achi Kamar Achmanis. Apparently, what the Torah is saying is, Mit Yadid L'chahashta Kahal Achmina. You will now be Zochet to the birth of yet another Kahal. That shows that one Shevet Binyamin is sufficient to be called a Kahal. Tosis points out that this is really weird, because Yaakov Avinu was telling Yosef over what had been told to him. Why do we need to say what he was telling over? In the original telling over, it says, Kahal Goyu, Kahal Goyim, Yemimeka. Why isn't that a perfectly good raya? Kahal Goyim is only a reference at that point to Binyamin. Fine. He leaves that up in there as a question. But in any event, it seems clear that there's a din of Kahal on one Shevet. Amalei Rav Shabbal or Rav Kahana. Maybe the point is that only all of Klal Yisrael is called a Kahal. And what Hashem is telling Yaakov is that up until now you didn't have a din of Kahal because you didn't have all your Beit Shvatim. But now you're going to be Zocha, Lechim, Et Yalid, Lecha, Binyamin. Then who da have a Yud Beit Shvatim, Dimit Karya Kaha? That there will be now the Hashloma of the Yud Beit Shvatim. And then you will have the Kaha, but not that Binyamin alone is called the Kaha. Omar Lehi, that's crazy. Because everybody's made it. Not all the Shitas here made it. But if you have Rov, then it's called the Kaha, Minei Kaha. The way you're saying it, only if you have all of the Shvatim is it called a Kaha. No, there's no Shita like that. That we take for granted that a Kahal doesn't have to be all of Yisrael. That's the difference. So what are you trying to say? That Shlema Shvatim Ikru Kahal, Acharas Shvatim Lo Ikru Kahal. Tani, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Ma Talmud Lomar, moving on now into the actual dinim of the Karban. So here, Rabbi Shimon says, why does it say, and this is a reference to the Karbanot HaLeviim, which were one-time Karbanot that were brought at the time that there was the Pira of Shevet Levi. So there was the whole process of the Mechapra and the Levi, exchanging them for the Bechores, waving them, cutting their hair, and then they needed to bring, now, Karbanot. So over there, they needed to bring one Karban Chatas and one Karban Oila. So it says over there, Upar Sheni Ben Bakar, Tikach Lechata. What is the meaning of Par Sheni? Well, we certainly don't need the word Sheni to teach me that there are two. It says, Halavim Yisbuchud Yideyem Arosha Parim, Ve'aseyat Achat Chatat Ve'atchad Olah. It couldn't possibly be the same carbon. So of course it's Sheni. So why does it say Sheni? Ela yocho tehine chelet chatat zu lalaviim. You might think that being as this was a chatat chitzona, normally the din of a chatat chitzona is that it's eaten. So it should have a din of being eaten l'kayanim or lalaviim. Why? I mean, there's some achronim who say it means literally lalaviim, has any effort for it at all. So why would it say Sheni to teach me? Talmud lomar par Sheni, Sheni Leola, that this becomes a subsidiary chatas to the Ola that's being brought, to compare it to the din of the Ola. Ma Ola no nechelet, av chatat lo nechelet. This particular chatat, therefore, has a din of chatat nisrefet, even though it's a chatat chitzona, and it is not eaten at all. So this is like the other se'irim that are nisrafim, the chator tatzibur, that are nisrafim. And from here we learn what type of chatas this was. Kayot sebo. Now, lamaisa, we're going to see. That's how we know it. No. Oh, we're getting there. Why are we bringing this here? Yeah. We're getting there. So this actually, as Rashi says in Chumash, this actually was these parvisa'ir is connected to parvisa'ir that's brought on Avodah Zarah because they're coming to take the place of the Bechara. So that means that they're really bringing a carbon now on the actual Egel. And on which where the Bechoras lost their right to do the Aveda, and where Levi gained the right to do the Aveda, and of course the fact that it was Aaron that was the one that had made the Egel. It's a very complex of the relationship here. The one who made the Egel becomes the Kohen Gadol. The Levim become now the new Kohanim, but the Bechoras who didn't make the Egel, but right with the Egel, they're the ones who lose the Aseh. Okay, but anyway, it's a part of the Seder. Now, Kayotzeba, when we find the same situation by the building of the second Beit HaMikdash, where over there, they also brought, unusually, and here we're going to see exactly what it has to do with. Over there it says, Kayotzeba, Omar Rabbi Yossi, it says that Haba'im Me'ashvi, B'nei HaGola, in Ezra, it says that when they came back from Bavel, Hikrivu Olot Le'Elohei Yisrael, Porim Shneimasar, HaKol Yisrael, and Tzipirei Chata'ot Shneimasar, HaKol Ola. Obviously, if it says Chata'ot, how could it be HaKol Ola? Very strange, but very similar to this din of Hasheni. Katakatat was given the din of an Ola. That's exactly what the meaning is here as well. How, what do you mean HaKol Ola? HaKol Ola is HaKatat, HaKav is HaKatat Sanayil. I mean, you just said Tzipirei Chata'ot. So how do you say HaKol Ola if Shechatat Ola? Ela HaKol Ke'ola. That's the point. Just like a Korban Ola lo nechelet, HaKatat lo nechelet in this case. The Tanya, because indeed we have the king, oh, your Rabbi Yehuda, I remember this whole thing was a bright. So too did Rabbi Yehuda say, it says, Alavodat Kochavim Heviun, that actually these were being brought as the par v'soyer of Helim Davar by Avodat Kochavim. Therefore, it makes perfectly good sense. It does. Well, it does if you hold that there's a din on each shevet, and you hold exactly like Rabbi Yehuda, so then it turns out to be 12. But not if you hold like Rabbi Meir, and not if you hold like Rabbi Shimon, at least on the surface. So how is it that they came out over here with 12? That's exactly how it's Nogea, exactly this one. Okay, so it says over here they brought them for Avodat Kochavim. What Avodat Kochavim? The Avodat Kochavim Shasu B'Yemei Tzidkiyo. So now, if you hold like Rabbi Yehuda, this makes sense, because Rabbi Yehuda holds that indeed Beit Din HaGadol does not bring, each Shevet brings. That explains perfectly well why you have 12 and 12. Because we're talking about Avodah Zarah, you need 12 Purim for Olot, and 12 Sirim for Chatot. Good. So over there, the case would be, Kegon Shechotu Shneimasar Shvatim, or even less, 7. Demaka Shneimasar Sirim, or even Chotu Shiva Shvatim, the rest of the Shvatim are bringing with the din of Grira that we learned yesterday. It could even work out like Rabbi Shimon, although it's a little funny, but according to Rabbi Shimon, you could say 11 Shvatim were Chote, and since it's always the number of Shvatim plus 1 for the Beis Din HaGadol after you get up to 7, so anything above 7 will be the number of Shvatim n plus 1. So maybe it was 11 Shvatim plus 1 for the Beis Din. So you can also work it out. And the other one was Beis Din. But according to Rabbi Meir, it doesn't work at all. How do you ever have a case where you pick 12 and 12? So Rabbi Meir, Dama Beit Din, maybe in Veloat Zibur. How do you get it in Shneimasar? Echem Ashkachaslu. I mean, look, the same way you're going to say Alibid Rabbi Shimon, it would be 11 Shvatim plus Alibid Rabbi Meir, you could say they did it 12 times. Why not? Maybe there were 12 separate Hora'ot that people mistook different dinim during the time at Tzidkiyo. All right, we're matter this, we're matter that. I mean, remember the tremendous pressures that were there at the time at Tzidkiyo to try to be mitaken in Yom HaVeder Zorosa. Maybe they were looking for various Haterim that should be difficult for people. So in any event, maybe it was talking about Kegon Dechatuv, I mean, you don't know whether the Chaluka over here, you yourself said, is per Shevet or per Shevet plus Beit Din. So I'm saying it's per Beit Din per time. I mean, same thing. Ask the Gemara, but wait a second, the whole thing doesn't even make any sense. I mean, the people who had sinned were dead. And we're talking about over here, this is from the days of Tzidkiyo, this is like 80 years later. What are you doing over here? So how in the world can you bring a korban for someone who's dead if the din is that chatat shemetu ba'alea mi'aloch al-mashvi Sinai, that chatat has to be allowed to die? Yamutu. Omer of Papa, Kigamiri Khatacha Baituba Alea Bimita, Hanibil Mile Biakita Valobitsibur, Lafisha in Mita Bitsibur. When we say that concept, that there's Allah Majmi Sinai, that if the owner of the Khatat died before the Akrav of the Khatat, that korban has to be allowed to die, and that there's no pidyon on it, that is only where it's a korban yachid. But over here, since it's a din in the tzibur, then the tzibur doesn't die.
This is a korban olah because of that.
Well, we'll see. We're gonna be mechadeid. Is it a din in the best din? Is it best to have a din in the tzibur? Is it best to have a din in the tzibur? We're getting there. Laat, laat. How do you know that there's no death in a tzibur? Minolei l'rav papa. Se'ilema midichdim. Look, it says, tachat avotecha yubanecha. Seems to be saying the next generation takes place of the previous generation. Who's to say that's a din in tzibur? Maybe that's a din in Yochi too? I mean, you say those chicken is a chata samesa? Does Takata Batacha you go there? I mean, that obviously doesn't make any sense. Yochi feel be Yochi nan. So that can't be the point. Ella, Duke, the Rav Papa, you know how Rav Papa knows it? From the very fact that it is possible to bring the Sayyar Rosh Chodesh, and that Sayyar Rosh Chodesh is brought for the Trumat HaLishka, and that Sayyar Rosh Chodesh, as we know, is specifically brought for a specific kapora, as we had back in the Mishnah of Shavuot, the dinim of Tumas Kedesh. So over there, since the Sayyar Rosh Chodesh and Rachmana, might be Trumat HaLishka, how can you bring it from the Trumat HaLishka if certainly some of the people that are giving money to the Trumat HaLishka died? The paishes, so those who are left alive, how can they use the money for Trumat HaLishka to bring a korban that some of the people who cry for that korban were dead? You see from here that there's no din of chatas hamesos if it's referring to a tzibur. Ah, come on, I mean, me dummy. What's the comparison? Seirei Rosh Chodesh. I mean, you don't know that someone was higher than that korban died. First of all, times the Tesis Rosh. You don't know, this we saw by the Mice of Kerach, you don't know that the particular coins that you're taking out were given by somebody that died. So remember, there's an inyan of the relationship that the individual was harem to the very coins that were put in there. So how do you know who died? But furthermore, you don't know that anybody died that was chayav in this carbon. So, hacha vadaimait. Over here, I mean, we know. We're talking about something that's 80 years later. Ela taimeder of papa mihacha. Must be that the Bekor of Rav Papa is, since it says in the Pasuk, by the Egla Rufa, Kaper Liamcha Yisrael Asher Padita Hashem. So that means that at the time that they do, the Arifata Egla, they say, you should be Mechatra to the ones that you were paid to. Now, the ones you were paid to, that may have taken place 5 centuries earlier. Once you were paid to, it's paid to by Yitzias Mitzrayim, maybe 1,000 years earlier. So, and we were Medayik, that word is very meaningful. Namely, Asher Padita means Ruya Kaparazo, Shetekaper Yotzi. Say Mitzrayim, the power of the Egla Ruf is a tzvachaper for Dorot Kodmin, Mirechtiv Asher Padita. So those people were all presumably dead. No. Now how is that possible? You see that a tzibur doesn't die. It's also no comparison, Midami. Clearly, the Egla Rufa is being mechaper essentially for the city. Then those people standing there, they're not dead. Once it's mechaper on them, so it's saying that kapora is a kapora that stretches back in the generations. But you were talking about when the Ika kapora is being brought for someone who's no longer alive. Midami, out the kulo itinun. They're all standing there. So migod and mechaper, achayim mechaper, name amitim, you could say that since it's mechaper, so akufya, so to speak, it's mechaper on the dead. Elohacha, mi habu chayim, I mean, there was nobody alive. So what are you talking about? There was nobody alive. Of course there was. In his special posse. Achinami, they were certainly alive. Dichtiv, as it says over there, v'rabim me'akohanim v'alaviyim, v'roshe ha'avot ha'zikenim, asherau et ha'bayit ha'rishon b'yazdo, b'yazdo ze'abayit b'neihem, when they saw this crummy little building being built, and they're calling it, I dubbed the Beit HaMikdash, they burst out crying. This is a Beit HaMikdash. So they were bochim b'kol gadol. The other people who never knew what a real Beit HaMikdash was, they made a big simcha, you know. So they were being, they were b'trua, b'simcha, larim kol. Okay, but still, maybe they were the miyot. So, I mean, the rover dead. So you see, therefore, that in tzibur meita. No, they weren't muati. V'lo rabim av. Haktiv, it says, the feirish that ein ha'am makirim kol truat ha'simcha v'kol b'chiyam. There were so many people that were crying that they didn't even notice that there were people that were dancing. I always find it that this is exactly Yom HaAtzmaut. It's a pella. Those who have no musig what Geula is, make it as a holiday. Those who have a musig what Geula is, cry. It's no steering. Same thing happened in Beit HaMikdash. At the Zman of the Chanukata Beit HaMikdash. Most people are crying, and many people are drinking l'chaim. And the Torah records both reactions. Amazing. We used to, in the yeshiva, we used to read this after on the Va'akol Nishma Adamerachok. So, Namela over here, you've got a rove that was meta, and nonetheless, they brought the carbon. But wait a minute, come on, I mean, this isn't normal carbon. The Avodah Zorah that they did at the time of Tzikio wasn't for Shogeg. We know that it was Bemezid, the whole story, but they closed the doors, and when the doors were shut, that they turned back into an Avodah Zorah, and then, there was no Hora'at Sha'ah. Hora'ah, answer the Gemara, but this carbon was Hora'at Sha'ah. The whole idea of bringing these carbon out, It wasn't really that it was a true parvaser of Yom HaKippurim. And by the way, I mean, obviously it wasn't a normal korban. Explain to me, if it wasn't Torah Sha'a, it was being brought dafka for this occasion. How do you explain Elim Tish'im V'Shisha, Kvasim Shimim V'Shiva, Sefirei Chatat Shnei Masara? What is that? I mean, Keneged me. It's Torah Sha'a. So in terms of this halacha of Chatat HaMeita, it's also Torah Sha'a. By the way, Tosfos points out that obviously when you say that, I mean, then all of the above is irrelevant. You say everything is alright. So suppose one of the tzibur that was Eiseh dies, there's still a chiyav on the tzibur. But meit echad mi abedin, then they're potter, because you no longer have all of them being in line. Now, who's this going like? Omer Chista, Omer Rabbi Zera, Omer Rabbi Yuri, Omer Rav. This goes, must be Rabbi Meir. We'll see in a minute why not Rabbi Shimon. Must be Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir, who says that Beit Din is Mevi, and not the Tzibur. So the male, if one of the Tzibur dies, that doesn't affect the Beit Din. But if one of the Beit Din dies, so over there you have to call him Kule Beit Din. But Meit Echad Mi Beit Din, then you're Potter. Because then it's a Chatat Shemeit Echad Min Ashutafim. Since over here the Beit Din as a whole is not called a Tzibur, the entire Beit Din is Chayav. But that would have a din like Shutafut, basically. So if one of the Shutafim died, then they would be Potter. Mishumachi Peturim. So there's a din of Meta by Shutfi. Not Kiflor of Yosef. Well, I don't understand. Why do you say that this has got to be going like Rabbi Meir? Why can't it be going like Rabbi Shimon? Rabbi Shimon also holds that there's a din on the Beit Din HaGadol. Not only Rabbi Meir. So, Menukmak Rabbi Shimon, do you have a Beit Din Mevi'im im HaTzibur? So you could say the same thing. Meit Echad Min HaTzibur Chayavim because of the din of Ein Tzibur Meit. Not because the Beit Din is still alive, but because there's no such thing as a Tzibur dying. That makes more sense. And then Meit Echad Min Beit Din, then they're Peturim like we said. Says Abai, no, there's another problem here. I'll tell you why it can't be Rabbi Shimon. Shamina like Rabbi Shimon, that Rabbi Shimon holds Chatas HaShutfim also isn't Meta. Forget about Chatat HaTzibur. There's no din of Meta by Shutafim either. How do I know that? The Tanya. Parvus Ha'ir Shal Yom HaKippurim She'avdu. Let's say they lost the Parvus Ha'ir of Yom Kippur and then the Mafrish Acherim Tachtehim. Yomutu Kulam Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. You can't use them. Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Shimon, Omrim. Why? They cannot be allowed to be Yera'u. Let them go out to pasture till they get a mum, and then you can be paid to them. Why should you let them die? It's a Chatas Tzibur. Ein Chatas Tzibur Meta. So therefore, can't be Rabbi Shimon, because here Rabbi Shimon is saying that even though this is the Parvasar that the is being brought on the Kayanim, from the Kayanim.
Well, we lost a little bit of that material. Ran out of memory on my recording device, but I'm right now in the Ma'arat HaMachpelah, and not a bad place to record the continuation of this stuff. And so what it would appear from over here is that since the Kehanim are certainly not a Kahal on their own, so even though it talks about a Korban Tzibur, what it really means is the equivalent of a Shutafut, just like the Beit Din is an equivalent of a Shutafut, not that there's really such a thing as partners that could bring a korban chatas. But we're talking about the closest case is a partnership. And if they're coming together as a group, but not as a din of kahal, which shows that clearly Rabbi Shimon holds that we apply the same din of in chatat tzibur meita even to just a group, to a partnership. Omele Rav Yosef Kohanim, Kohanim in fact are not a group, Kohanim kamrat. Shaini Kohanim de'aikru kahal. The Torah calls the Kohanim a kahal, and therefore they do not have a din of a partnership. That's why he said that the tzibur isn't meita for Kohanim. But when it would come to Beit Din, certainly could be said as well. And therefore, you cannot bring me a raya over you that Chatat HaShutafim is considered to be nonetheless chayev, and that's why it won't work out of Libra Rabbi Shimon. I'm tiny that it would work out perfectly well in Libra Rabbi Shimon. There's no reason for Rav to have said that it's specifically like Rabbi Meir, not like Rabbi Shimon. Where do we see that the Kohanim are also called Kahal and not Shutafim? Tichtiv al HaKohanim v'al Kohal am HaKahal Yechaper, which means that we're comparing out to the Kohanim on the one hand, being parallel to Kol HaKahal on the other hand. And therefore, it must be that they have a din of a kahal on their own. Ask me more if that's the case. And when they have the night, they par bahora'an. Then why don't they bring their own par helam dovash al tzibur? V'chitei ma'okinami, maybe you'll say, well, maybe they do. Ah, that's not possible, you see. Because then, tafilu shvatim, you're going to have more than the 12 korbanot, you can have 13, or according to Rabbi Shimon, you'll have 14 together with the Beit Din. The maximum we were able to get to before was 12 with Beit Din, which is 13 like Rabbi Shimon, and just 12 alib the Rabbi Yehuda. Elo Omer Avacha, but Rabbi Yaakov, certainly they do not have a din of kahal, because Shifto Shalevi lo ikri kahal. I'm going to prove to you that they do not have a din of kahal, because none of Shevet Levi would actually have a din of a kahal. And it says, Beferish, inenim afracha, v'ir biticha v'natatich l'kalamin, when Yaakov Avinu was given that bracha, remember that it's in context of a continuation of the pasuk. The kahal amin is only v'natati et ha'arza zot azaracha acharecha achuzat olam, which means only where there is an achuzah, then we have a din of kahal amin. When there's no achuzah, we don't have a kahal amin. And since we know that Levi specifically is locked out of the achuzah, there's no possible way that we would include these as being a kahal, which means that in fact kohanim have a din of shutafim and only of shutafim. Which means we're back where we started from. We can no longer say that it's a din in a tzibur. It's a din over here as a group of shutafim. So?
Ask the Gemara, but if this is the case, if you're telling me that Shevet Levi, the entire Shevet Levi is not called a kahal, so now how in the world do you get 12 shvatim bringing 12, according to Rabbi Yehuda, 13 with the Bez and Agodal, Alibet of Rabbi Shimon, Chasr lo Yud Bez Shvatim. Now you have less than 12 shvatim. Amra Baya, Ephraim, Umanashek, Ruven, Vishimon, Yehudi. So that the 12 shvatim that are chayiv in Paral and Dover Shal Tzibur are not Levi, but rather two Yosefs. Amar Rava, Vaktiv. At the time that Yaakov Avinu was giving over that brach, what did he say? That al shem achayim yikaru benachalatan. You see that he was only referring to the din of nachala veritzro. And in terms of being given a separate chalek with a separate name, so they're called separate, but only nachala, not paralam davar. So if that's the case, no nachala hukshu v'lo davar acher, they're only called shvatim in terms of nachala, but not for this halacha of paralam davar. Wait, you can't believe that. How come in the Midbar they were separate and they were in different places with different degolim and so on? That's not a question. That's because the Nachala and the Chanaya are interrelated. The Chanaya, Saviv HaMishkan, is the simon of Nachala. Now, some don't have these words, Kedei L'chalik Avad L'Degolim, because that doesn't make sense. K'Nachalatam is Chanayatam. I mean, why would it only be to be L'chalik Avad L'Degolim? Those who do, some of them have it as an either, or to be machalik covered with the degolim. So it's if the din of the degolim is not related directly, the chanoya is not related directly to the nachala, then in order to maintain that each one of the machanei saviv amishkan to the four directions would have three shvatim, so in that we also gave a din of separate degolim to the two shvifte Yosef, because if not, we wouldn't have had the whole beautiful setup. It had to be parallel. So also that covet, we also gave them the covet of a dega.
Maybe at the time?
No, but they're in the middle. No. They weren't part of the Chanoya. Everyone was Saviv. They were Saviv the Mishkan. And everyone was Saviv then. V'achalukim b'nisim. But wait a minute. What about at the time of bringing the various korbanos for the Chanukah Samizbeah? So the Nisim all brought, including the two separate Shifta Yosef. So how are you telling me it's only for Nachala? That's different. That's also a din of kavod. That's l'chalok kavod l'nisim. Fine. Because obviously the Nachala was Machayev, a separate government and so on. So in order to give kavod to the Nisim, we allowed each one of the Nasi to act as a different Shevet when it came to the Hakrav.
So in any event, the bottom line, my Havi Allah. In other words, are we correct in saying that it can be going Alibet Rabbi Shimon, and that it's true that Chatat HaShutafim is not Meita, in the same way that Chatat HaTzibur is not Meita? And because of that, there's no possible way to say that if Echad Mi Beit Din was Meita Alibet Rabbi Shimon, that would explain why it is that you would be Potter. The only option is to learn Alibet Rabbi Meir. Or is it possible to say that actually there's another explanation of why it is that the Kohanim are considered to be a Kahal, and the din would be by Shutafim that Rabbi Shimon would be Meida, that Shutafim, Chatata Shutafim, in fact, would be Meida, and therefore it would work out according to him to say that this is an example of a case if the Tzibur, doesn't die, but if a member the Beis Din dies, so then in a chinami, there'd be no way to bring it because they only have a dinner shutfim. Do we have a raya clearly one way or the other? Says the Gemara, we do indeed. Tashma, the Tanya.
Shlomo asa shiva yemei chanuk. Shlomo HaMelech connected the yemot Chanukah of the first Beit HaMikdash to the shiva yemot achad. But Lamaisa, in terms of the aliyahs that he had available and so on, he only had seven. So many dates. So how come Moshe felt he needed 12? Moshe was smart enough to know what was going to happen if he only had seven aliyahs for 12 Nesiim. That's all we need. So Memele, he had to have 12. Mara Moshel Azur Shemasari Bechanukah, Kedela Chalokavod Nesiim. But Shlomo HaMelech, once we had the Malchus, then there could be only 7 days.
So in any event, the bottom line, my Havi Allah. In other words, are we correct in saying that it can be going on Libet Rabbi Shimon, and that it's true that Chatat HaShutafim is not Meita, in the same way that Chatat HaTzibur is not Meita, and because of that, there's no possible way to say that if Echad Mi Beit Din was Meit on Libet Rabbi Shimon, that would explain why it is that you would be Potter. The only option is to learn on Libet Rabbi Meir. Or is it possible to say that actually there's another explanation of why it is that the Kohanim are considered to be a Kahal, and the din would be by Shutafim that Rabbi Shimon would be made that Shutafim, Chatat HaShutafim, in fact, would be Meita, and therefore would work out according to him to say that this is an example of a case if the Tzibur doesn't die, but if a member the Bez Din dies, so then in Achinami, there'd be no way to bring it because they only have a dinner shutfim. Do we have a raya clearly one way or the other? Says the Gemara, we do indeed.
Tashma, the Tanya Rabbi Shimon Omer, Chamesh Chataot Meto. Vorat Chatat, Murat Chatat, Chatat Shemetu Baalea, Chatat Shemetu Baalea, Chatat Shavra Shinata. So now, we are a little bit stuck over here. We have a machlokas as to whether, as Rabbi Yosef Tain is, it could be going on Libet Rabbi Shimon, or as Abaya's Taining, no, there's no way that Rav could have said Rabbi Shimon. It's got to be Rabbi Meir. Because on Libet Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon holds that the din would be that Chatat HaShutafim in a Meita. We tried to bring a Raya, and okay, we had a machlokas. Is it a good Raya? Is it not a good Raya? That Chatat HaKohanim would have a din of Chatat HaShutafim. Here is a clear Raya, the Taining. Rabbi Shimon Omer, the five chataot metot are what? Vlad chata. So if a chatas has a child, that child isn't brought on the mizbeah. Tumuras chatas. So if somebody is meimir, that chatas for another animal that also gets din of chatas, that also can't be brought on the mizbeah. It's meita. Chatat shemetu ba'aleha. Chatat shenitchapru ba'aleha with another carbon because this one was lost and set aside another one. Or a chatat shavra shenata that now it became too old to be able to be brought. Now, continues Rabbi Shimon, you cannot say that a tzibur would ever have a vlad chatat because a tzibur, there's no carbon tzibur that is a female chatat. And males usually have problems having a vlad. Because the din is that only a carbon yochid, the owner, can make it a tmura. There's no one that can make the tmura for a tzibur. Furthermore, you can't say that it died because there's no, that the owners died. Ain't tzibur metim. A tzibur is a corporate identity that doesn't die. So therefore, if that's the case, you might think, okay, but, you know, she'avru shnata, I mean, what about that? You know, she'nitchapru ba'aleh, what about that? I mean, there we don't know. There, lo shaman, from the logic, we do not know whether there would be a din, even in a tzibur, that a chatat she'avra shnata, that chatat should die, or that if a carbon tzibur was lost, and we were nitchapru with another one, whether they should die. I tell you, says Rabbi Shimon, they shouldn't. Why? Because Yomot Satum and Amifurash, the things that we know are indicative of the things that we don't know. What do we know? We know, Mama Tzinu, Avlat Chatat, Tumurat Chatat, or Chatat Shemetu Baalea, do not appear in the Sugya of Chatat Tzibur. Only be Yachid Varim Amurim, not Betzibur. So if that's the case, Af Shinit Chapru Baalea, Vishavrash Nata, you should say the same thing. It's only a din in the Yachid, not in a Tzibur. See, what kind of logic is that? I understand. I mean, the reason that it doesn't apply is because it can't apply, since males don't have children. And therefore, that proves that the things that can apply, that it got a year older, that doesn't apply. That's ridiculous. I mean, it doesn't say anywhere there's a din that there's no vlad chatat. It just happens because there's no such thing. It doesn't say anywhere that there's a din that there's no mita. It's because there's no way for a tzibur to die. I mean, so how can you learn out the things that can be from things that can't be? Says Rabbi Shimon, no, you don't understand the point. The point that I'm making is that there is a set of chataot hametot. That's the point. And if there's a set, either the set survives or it doesn't. So if this set clearly is not a set vis-a-vis the tzibur, then this set doesn't exist in terms of the dinim of a tzibur. If the Torah wanted to make a din by a tzibur, it would have had to separate between those things that are shayach the tzibur, create a different set. Don't say chamesh chatot hametot. Say there's three chatot hametot biyochid. There's two that are ben biyochid ben betzibur. Don't make a set of chamesh chatot hametot. Now, this same logic proves conclusively that Rabbi Shimon indeed would have said exactly the same thing by a chatat of shutafim, and that a chatat of shutafim lo meita, which is exactly what he answered here. Why? Because can there be such a thing as a murat chatat by shutafim? No. We learn out of a pasuk that if two people own a korban, they cannot make it a tmura. And if that's the case, there's no din of tmurat chatat, and the set becomes bottle, because by a shutaf there's no tmura. If that's the case, then there's no chamesh chataot by shutvis either. Forget about the raya from the kayanim. I don't care whether the kayanim or shutvim cow, whatever the heck you want to say. Bottom line is, this is Rabbi Shimon Shita. Rabbi Shimon holds that when it comes to Beit Din, shutafut, there's no such thing as a chataot hametot. Therefore, when we came back to the original, we were talking about who's the man d'amar that says that if one of the Beit Din dies, that over there, we're saying that it would work out only Aliba de Rebbe Meir, that it would be Potter. Why not Aliba de Rebbe Shimon? Because of the fact that Aliba de Rebbe Shimon, it wouldn't have mattered if somebody from Beit Din died. It wouldn't have been a problem. It would still have brought that carbon. And therefore, Rav, exactly what he was talking about, when he said it works out, only Aliba Rebbe Meir. Boy, I forgot my lines this time. I'm falling. Yeah, wow, that's a vanhafuchu. I could have waited for Ador already. Hora HaKohen Mashiach La'atzmo Shoged V'yatzar Shoged. Now, moving on, and there's many, we're not really moving on completely because we're going to see, we're still going to access a lot of the dinim of the Par Halam Dover Shal Tzibur, which are learnt out and vice versa, from the Par Kohen Mashiach, which is the next parasha down. But we start this parak to concentrate now on the dinim of a Kohen Mashiach, where there's also a halacha of Hora'a, as opposed to Maisa. So the Kohen Gadol, who is Mashuach b'Shevan HaMishcha, the din is that he, if he sins, b'Shogeg does not bring a korban yod, doesn't bring any korban. If he made a mistake in a hora, so then he's like a bezdin. And he also acted on that hora, then he's like the tzibur. So put the two together, the hat of the moreh and the hat of the tzibur, then he brings that korban, but he brings a par. Not Kispasira. So then if he was Morilaat, and he was also Asa, and both were Bashoge, he thought he was right, and when he did it, he relied on his own Psak, then he's maybe Par. But suppose he made the wrong Psak, it was Hora Bashoge, and then he was Osa, in the same way that the Tzibur was Osa Bemezin, knowing that was wrong. Or he was Mora Bemezin, and then he made a mistake in what he did. He did it b'shogeg, but he's not relying. It just nischale floyd. So he's made a regular b'shogeg mistake. There he's potter, because the hora'ah of a Kohen Mashiach to himself is the equivalent of the hora'ah of the Beit Din to the Tzibur. And the asiya of the Kohen is the asiya of the Tzibur. And therefore we need to have both of them b'shogeg, meaning he gives now a mistaken hora'ah, and then he relies on his own hora'ah to do the maisa that he's doing, and therefore, in either of these cases, he would be potter. Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, shevet echad akri kahal minalu. Amri dechtiv ayamod v'yoshafat b'kahal Yehuda v'Yerushalayim nochach, specifically, the chatzer hachadasha. The Beit Hashem lifnei hachatzer hachadasha is really the lashon. My chadasha, om Rabbi Yochanan shechchu bo dvarim ve'omru tvu yoma yikanes b'machra leviyah. Matkilo Rav Achav Yaakov, we might. Dilma is a unique case of Yerushalayim. Over there you have Binyamin also. Elom Rav Achav Yaakov, Dechtiva Yomer Elai, Inanim Afrachavir, Biticho Natatichal Kalamim. Manit Yadid Leahishaita. Binyamin, Shmamina, Darochi Koma Rachmana. Mityaleh l'chahash, the kalachrina. Omele Rabbi Shabbal Rukhana, mom, maybe this is Tilmachi, Kamala Rachmana. When you will have Binyamin, then you'll have a kahal. Because then you'll have Yud Beit Shvatim, the Mitkarayat Kahal. Omele said, what are you trying to say? That only Shemesar Shvatim or Yukka Kahal, Chadazar Shvatim, Lo Yukka Kahal. Nobody holds that. Tanya Rabbi Shimon Omer Mata Mudlo Maru Pashini Ben Bakar Tikach Lechatat. Secondary to the Ola. Ma Ola lo nechelet, af chatat lo nechelet. Kayot seibo, Omar Rabbi Yossi, abayim meyashvi, agola, ikrivo olot Elohe Yisrael, porim shnei masar, tzvirei chatat shnei masar, Hakol Ola, now come on for Hakol Ola. Salkadaita, Hazachatas and Ola. Ela Hakol Ke Ola, Ma Ola Loner Chelet, Avchatat Loner Chelet, the tiny Rebbe Omer, Alavodat Kochavim, Heviun. The Omer of Yunomer Shmuel, Avodat Kochavim, Shasubi made Sikio. So we should review it, huh? Mashkachat La Lanish Nemesar Chataot. Because, according to him, either Chatu Shnemasar Shvatim, the Baita Shnemasar Sirim, or maybe Chatu even Shivat Shvatim, because the other Shvatim anyway have to bring Begrira, and he can even work out a little Rabbi Shimon. Of course, we'll have to adjust the case a little bit, but still work out. Mashkakalak again, to Chatu Achadasar Shvatim, over there you'll have Achadasar Sirim plus a Bezdin. But according to Rabbi Meir, what are you going to do? He holds Beit Din Beit Din Velot Tzibor. Where do you get Shnei Basarecha Mishkachat La? Oh, yeah. Once you're gonna fuss with the figures, says Rabbi Meir, you might as well fuss all the way. And maybe it's talking about Kishchatu, Vadar Chatu, Vadar Chatu, Atresa Zimni. But wait a minute. Hamaita Lu Hani Dechatu, Omrav Papa, Ki Gemiri, Chatat Shmeitu Baalev and Mita, Hani Mila Biachid, Lo Betzibur, Lefi She'en Mita Betzibur. Minolay of Papa, Ilam Birakiv Tahatavotech Yuvanerh Yachafilu Yachinami. Ela Dukya, the Rav Papa, is from the very fact that the serve Rosh Chodesh. Yom Rachmana might be Truma Alishka. The problem is that by the time you bring it, certainly some of the people that had given this money are mighty to Yisrael. Vahanech the Faishe, Echamaita. Ela Shmamina, Chata Shemet Balabet Sibur, would be Kreva anyway. Not necessarily. I mean, serve Rosh Chodesh, you don't really know. Duma lo maite betzibo. Aval hacha vale maite. Ela time nerev papa miyachat stiv. Kaper leamcha Yisrael asher padita Hashem, which means ruya kapara zu, shetekaper even on yoytze betzrayim. Mirektiv asher padita. Midami. Hatam kulo yitinun. So migo, the mechapra chayim, mechapra dami amitim. But hacha, mi havu chayim, chayim. And of course there were adiktiv, v'rabim, yakoanim, v'alevim, v'roshe ha'avot, and then it says over there, asher rovot ha'bayit ha'rishon b'yazdo, v'rbochim b'kol gadol. Yeah, but maybe there were mu'atim ha'abi v'lo rabim. No, v'lo rabim ha'avo ha'aktiv, the lo hikiru ha'am, ha'am, they're over there, the Miriam, tragedola, it says, that nonetheless, they couldn't even make it out because of the fact that there was Eina Makirim Kol Torat HaSimcha, Yilukol B'chi Ha'am. V'akol Nishma Adam Rachok. How you bring a carbon and a mezid? I thought at the time Tzidkiyo they were mezidim having. Well, the whole thing was all Rachayit. Achi Nami Mistavi, Lote Ma'achi, Eilim Tishim Shev V'shisha, Kvasim Shiv V'shiva. How does that get in there? Can I get me? Obviously it's all Rachayit. So maybe the whole din of the carbon and the Avodah Zor was also Rachayit. To view the mazid as if it were shogeg. Tana Rabbana, meit echad min hatzibur chayavim. But meit echad min beidin paturim. Mantan amr Rav Chista, amr Rav Zera, amr Rav Yirmiyahu, amr Rav. It can only work out a little bit of Rabbi Meir, who holds beidin mevim velo tzibur. Therefore, meit echad min hatzibur chayavim, because the Beis Din is still here, they're the ones who chayav to bring. But meit echad min beidin paturim, because now it's a chata, shebeit echad min hashutafim. Mishumachi paturim. Matki for Rav Yosef, why would it be mayor? Why can't it be going like Rabbi Shimon? He holds Beit Din as maybe imatzi. So you can say the same thing. Meit echad min hatzibur chayavim. Not because the Beit Din is kayam, but because ein tzibur meitim. Meit echad min beit din pturim. Because the chatas are shutfim. Amalei Abaye, they can't be Rabbi Shimon. Because Shemina Rabbi Shimon, that Chatat HaShutafim Eina Meita. He brings the riot from the Chatat of the Kohanim, who basically have the same dinner Shutfim. The Tanya Par V'Sar Shema Kippurim Shavdu. V'Yivu Shechem Tachteyem Yamutu Kulam Divi Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Lazar V'Rabbi Shimon Omrim, no! He could be even wait, Yerol, to get a mum. L'fisha Ein Chatat Sibur Meita. Amalei Rabbi Yosef, what kind of riot is that? That Kohanim. Kohanim don't have a dinner Shutafim. Kohanim have a dinner of a Kahal. Dechtiv Ala Kohanim HaKol HaMakal Yechaper. Wait a minute, Kohanim have a dinner of a Kahal, so why don't Kohanim bring a par b'hora'ah? Maybe you'll say, who says they don't? Then you're going to have too many shvatim. Elam Rebach, Reb Yaakov, well, Shifto Shalevi Eloik Rekal. Even if Mafrachav Yerbiticha, Untaticha Lekalamim, Kol Sheyeshu Achuzayik Rekahal, Kol Sheyeno Achuzayik Eloik Rekal. Wait a minute, so now we don't have enough shvatim. You're going to lock out all of Shevet Levi, we won't have 11 shvatim. So then, Batzrelu, Chatzrelu, Shnemazar Shvatim. Om Rabbi Amel, but Ephraim and Menashe are Shvatim. Kiruvim Vishimin Yuli. Om Arava, but it says, Al Shem Achimiku Benachlatan. That means that the whole discussion was only the Nachla. Lola Davar Acher. Hello? What about the Degolim? Nah, that's Kinachlatan, Kachanayatan. Or Kubikide Lechalik covered the Degolim. Oh, the Chalukib in the Seim. No, that's the lachalok of the Nesiyim. The Tanya Shlomo asa shiva yimei Chanukah. Mara Moshe lasot shnei masra yimei Chanukah. Kedei lachalok of the Nesiyim. Anyway, bottom line, my havi Allah, Tashma, the Tanya Rabbi Shimon Omer, Chamesh chataot metot, Vlad chatat, Murat chatat, chatat shemetu ba'alea, chatat shenitchapru ba'alea, chatat shavra shenata, v'iyata yachol lomar Vlad chatat betzibur, Shein Tzibur Meita. And furthermore, Shein Tzibur Mafrishin Akeim. Iyata Yecholomar Tumurat Chatat Betzibur, Ein Tumurat Betzibur. Iyata Yecholomar Chatat Shemetu Baalaya Betzibur, Shein Tzibur Meitim. Aye, what about Shnet Chapru Baalaya? What about Shavra Shnata? So you'll say that we don't know. We do know. Yochol Yomutu, Amrit Yomot Sutu Ben Mefurash, Ma Matzin Bavlat Chatat, Tumurat Chatat, Emetu Baalaya, that it's only be Achidat Dvarim Amurim. V'lo b'tzibur, af p'nit chapru ben lev shavr shnata, b'yachid varim amurim, v'lo b'tzibur. Wait, I mean, chadani nefshar, mishi hefshar. Yeah, the point that Rabbi Shimon is making is that it's all b'chad mokum gomir. If that's the case, it would have to be true of a chatat ashutafim as well, who cannot make a tmura. And furthermore, there's no such case in the Torah of shutafim bringing a chatat that's an akeva. And there you go. Hadron Allah Harubaitin.
The following is the daf from the previous daf Yomi cycle.
Okay, we're holding on daf Hey Yomi Beis Maseches Surias. Three lines from the bottom. Tanya. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Malta Ludlomaru Parisheni Ben Bakar, Tekach Lechatat. We find that in the beginning of Bahalotecha, when the Levian are being Mekudoshim, the Avedas Hashem, so they're Mekudoshim, first of all, to bring a special set of korbanis, of two parim, one which was brought as an ayla, and one which was brought as a chatat. And lamaisa, the various midrashim understand that the nature of that korban, as Rashi explained it in Chumash, is that it was really a kapora navedis kirpavim, and that it's essentially the standard kapora for the kal and navedis kirpavim, which is one soyer for a chatas and a parla ayla. And that this was a special, for some reason, a special din, that the Avodah Zorah, probably because the Avodah Zorah that was involved was the Egel, and the Par is always brought as a Kapora on the Egel, so that there was a Hirah Shor to bring two Parim instead of a Par and a Soyer. Now, you can see, I mean, it's a fascinating thing, that Memela, that Sugya, bears a relationship to what we've been discussing, because all along we've been talking about the nature of the kapara of a tzibur, and here there's the kapara of Shevet Levi in the same sense as a kapara of Eretz Kechovim that relates to what it was that Aaron had done with the angel. Now, it says over there the Lashon Upar Sheni Ben Bakar Pikach Shachatat. And the question is, what is the point of saying Upar Sheni? Why can't you just say Upar Ben Bakar Pikach Shachatat? Im Lamei Sheim Shnayim. To teach me that there are two parim is a little absurd. It says Beferish Vasat Echad Chatat Veechad Olam Hashem. So obviously there's two. Ela, point over here is like this. If it hadn't said Upar Sheni, Yochotei Ne'echelet Chatat Lalaviyim, I might have thought that the par, Ben Bakar Tikach L'Chatat, would be a Chatat that is as a normal Chatat eaten. It's consumed. And over here, the Levian themselves then would be bringing a normal Chatat that's Ne'echelet. Tamar Bamar Upar Sheni, why is it comparing it to the Sheni, secondary, meaning Sheni la Ola. It follows in the same set as the Ola does. Ma Ola lo ne'echelet, afchatat lo ne'echelet. And so in the same way that there's no achila of an Ola, so too there's no achila for this particular chatat. And that, similar to the Soyer Lavodah Zorah as well. Kayot Sebo. Now, in the same sense, we have an interesting similar situation. Because this kapora on the Levium was brought at the creation of the Mishkan. But when Klal Yisrael came back from Bogel to build again a Beis HaMikdash, which is similar to this occasion, we also find, interestingly enough, that the entire Tzibur brought what appears to be the equivalent of the kapora of the par v'soyer of the kapora on Avodas Kechovim that is generally brought by a tzibur. And this is what Rabbi Yossi points out. I'm Rabbi Yossi. Haba'im mishvi hagola. And it says in the pasuk that haba'im mishvi, it actually doesn't say quite that, it says mishvi b'nei hagola. So when they came up with Ezra, hikrivu olot l'elohei Yisrael parim k'shem asar. They brought as olot to Hashem 12 parim, and continues to say usi reizim l'chatat. So apparently they had this balance of 12 and 12, which is exactly the din that we saw in our Mishnah that you have to bring for a kapara on Avodas Kechovim. At least according to Rabbi Yehuda, anyway, right? Isn't that true? In other words, because no matter how many were chayte, you have a din of gerira, and the din of gerira is mechayev. Ultimately, every single time that a tzibur brings a carbon, it's always going to be 12. And if it's on Avodas Kechovim, it's going to be 12 elites and 12 chatois. So, says Rabbi Yossi, okay, they came up from the Gola, they brought these carbonas, and strangely enough, in the same pasuk that says, Sirei Zim Lechatat, it says, Hakol Olah. Now, how could it be Hakol Olah? What is Hakol Olah? Sakabaita? Efter Shechatat Olah? Well, what are you talking about? It says that there's 12 Chato, so how could everything be brought as an Olah? Ela Hakol Ki Olah. The point is that just as by the Chanukah Hamishkan, we find that the Levim brought a par sheni, which turned the chatat into the din of an olah, namely that there was no achilah on it. So too are the karbonos of chatas that were brought by the b'nei gola when they returned to be a kapora, essentially on Avodas Kechovim. We'll see which Avodas Kechovim comes in the kapora. So too their karbonos at Sibor of Seirim had the din of an olah, and they were not given to achila. Ma olah lo ne'echelet, avchatat lo ne'echelet. The time of Rabbi Yehuda, because as Rabbi Yehuda pointed out, the hakrova of the tzibur that came back with Ezra was intended to be mechaper on Avodas Kechovim. The Omer Rabbi Yehuda Mishmuel,
Now what we're talking about is, says Rabbi Yehuda, not to be confused with Rabbi Yehuda, says Rabbi Yehuda, quoting Shmuel, that the thing that they felt they needed to be makaper on was Avodah Zarah that was done in the door of the Churban, from the time of Tzidkiyo, and that when they came back, they wanted to be makaper. Now, first of all, in terms of our Mishnah, how do we get 12? I mean, I understand according to Rabbi Yehuda, there's going to be 12. Because no matter how many of the Shvatim were Chayta, it's always 12. So the case would be... What? There's no Ola for Tzidkiyo. This is the door of Tzidkiyo bringing a Korb. Later we'll discuss what happens with people who died and so on. So now, Bishlan of the Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Yehuda of our Mishnah, who says that you always end up bringing 12, things work out fine. I mean, Shkatzel, Hanishnim Asar Kata'ot. How do you get 12 Kata'ot? The case was that the 12 Shvatim, they went ahead and they brought the Maisha, Shnim Asar Seirim. And you know what? You don't even really need 12 Shvatim. And the truth is, you could have 7 Shvatim. By the way, even one would be good, but we don't want to mention that because the Mishnah is a Rosh of 7. But the point is, there's always an Agrira. And say if even Shiva Shvatim were caught to be Shari Nach Begrira, the rest of them will have to bring anyway. So there's always going to be 12. So that's perfectly okay. As a matter of fact, even according to Rabbi Shimon, works out fine. You say, well, what do you mean? According to Rabbi Shimon, it doesn't work out fine because there's always the extra one for Bezdin. Maybe the 12 over here is including the extra one for Bezdin, because remember that Rabbi Shimon doesn't hold a Begrira. In which case, according to him, if 11 Shvatim were caught, how many Karbanas would you bring? 12. 11 for the 11 Shvatim and 1 for Bezdin, so maybe that was the case. So the Rebbe Shimon Nami Rosh Kachas Rosh Gon Dekot Akadas Ar Shvatim and Amai Akadas Ar Zirim plus Idak the Beit Din plus one more for Beit Din. So fine. So according to those two sheets of our Mishnah, the Pasuk makes sense. But according to Rebbe Meir, the Pasuk makes no sense at all. Why in the world, since according to Rebbe Meir, the Bezdin is maybe, not the Tzibur, what are they doing? What are these Karbanas coming for? Whoever is such Karbanas? They're coming back now and they're bringing their own set of korbanos. So according to Rabbi Meir, they're based in Nevi'im, Velo Tzibur, Shnei Masar, Hechem Ashkachasah. Where do they get it from? Well, you know, it's a coincidence. Rabbi Meir holds it's a total coincidence. They're only bringing one. The reason, however, that they brought 12 is because they were bringing on 12 separate occasions throughout history that they had done on Avodah Shekhovah that they wanted to be mechaper on. That was the point. It worked out, but it was 12. So just to go to Chatuvah. They had been chote in Avodah Zarah. Atreis Azimah, so 12 times. But I mean, those people are dead. The ones who had done those Chatayim are no longer alive. And how bichlal does this thing make sense? I mean, let's even assume that it was all being done for things that took place in the time of Tzidkiyo. I mean, the door of Tzidkiyo was 70 years ago. So what are we bringing over here? Korbanos for people who are no longer here. So Amar Papa, that it doesn't matter if they're dead. Because what's the problem of bringing a chatas where the Baalim have died? The only problem is that the chatas shemetu ba'aleha. The chatas shemetu ba'aleha, there's a problem of that it's herlek lemisa. So says Rav Papa, that whole halach of chatat shemetu ba'aleha b'mita, that a chatas is set aside and now the people who were chaytik die, that is only a din that it should be allowed to die. You lock it up and it dies. I mean, it'll be a chid. That's only where it's an individual who had sinned. Avo b'tzibur, when a tzibur sins, the chatat never expires. Avo lo b'tzibur. Why? L'fi she'ein mita b'tzibur. A tzibur doesn't die. So in the Mela, we don't consider the death of a tzibur. Tzibur is an organism, and that organism remains alive. Minalei Rav Papa. How does Rav Papa know that a tzibur doesn't die? How do we know that a tzibur doesn't consist of the individual? It's okay, it's fine, Rich.
Sorry about that.
No, no, just leave it. I'm getting desperate. So how does, let's wait till we finish. How does the Tzopa know this? Ileno mirichtiv tachat avotecha. Iyuvanecha. I would never criticize the president, but if this drink is supposed to come in place of coming on time, then I don't know. So if it's because it says, thank you very much, because it says in the Pasuk, your children take the place of your fathers, so that implies that there's a sense of organism that's involved in the birth and death of a tzibur. But where does it say anything about a tzibur over here? I mean, so that could be true about a yachidan. So you say, if an individual dies leaving children, so he also didn't die, and that's not the halacha. So that pasuk, I mean, it's very nice poetry, but I mean, if that doesn't have halachic ramifications, that somebody isn't dead because he has children. Ella dukya, the Rav Papa, you know where Rav Papa gets the idea that a tzibur doesn't die? From a very simple halacha.
Pasuk's in plural, though.
Oh, but that's that we speak to individuals also in plural. All of your fathers. Avotecha. So Ella Rav Papa, his dear kids from the Seir of Rosh Chodesh. Every single month, we go and we bring a Seir Lechatat. Where do we bring the Seir Lechatat from? Just yesterday we brought it. So where did it come from? From the Trumat Avishka. You didn't know this, huh? The Trumat Avishka was there from Nisan. I mean, somebody must have died between Nisan and a few months later. So how do we continue to bring the carbon for people who died and use their money? So the Amarakmana Maite ni Trumat Alishka. The Torah says, bring the carbon from the Trumat Alishka. Vahamaite vami Yisrael. So how in the world could you bring it if people have died? In which case, it's a very confusing word, because the word maite has two meanings over here, to bring and to die. So maite, people have died, in which case, hanak tepaishi hechi maite. The ones that are left, how could they bring it? Not how could they die, of course. Elash mamina. So you see from here, chatach netu ba'alea, the tzibur kriva. You see the fact that people die from the tzibur, that doesn't bother me. Now wait a second, I mean, what comparison is there? You're talking about a carbon that's being brought a few months later. There's no hechrea to the fact that the tzibur died. Maybe they didn't, I don't know. But certainly 70 years later, I would assume that somebody's time ran out. So if you're going to tell me, Nidami, Soya de Rosh Chodesh, Dilma lo maitzim, maybe lo maitzim tzibur at all, Avalhaka vade maitzim, over your people. I mean, if it's Gorb Tzikio to talk about bringing 7 years later a carbon, that seems crazy. And the time of Rav Papa Mihocha. Rav Papa's raya is very interesting. He brings a raya from Egla Rufa. The Torah says that after you bring the Egla Rufa to the Mechafer, on the murders, it's talking about where you find a victim that had been murdered, so the city that's closest has to bring a egla rufa. And the thing that the Besdin says over there is, the Ziknei Ayin, they say, Kaper la'amcha Yisrael asher padita Hashem. So what's the pshat asher padita Hashem? Why are we going back to the pidyon from Eretz Mitzrayim? Well, that's not the point. Kaper la'amcha Yisrael. But you see from here that Ruya Kapara Zusha Kapara Yotzei Mitzrayim Mirechtiva Asher Padita. So we're bringing now a Kapara that would be suitable to extend backwards in time, even to people who have been Yotzei from Eretz Mitzrayim, who certainly are not present at the time that the Egla Rufa is being brought. From there you see, says Rav Papa, that a tzibur is an organism in which the individual cells are the individuals. But just like in an individual body, the cells may be completely turned around. By the time 20 years have passed, there may not be a bit of protoplasm that was there in the beginning. But nonetheless, we view the person as the same person. We don't say, gee, I don't know who you are. Don't look familiar at all. I don't recognize that protoplasm. I've never heard of such a thing. A person is a person. A tzibur is a tzibur. Yisrael is Yisrael. Doesn't matter who the individual cells are of that tzibur. In which case, now that they came back, so fine, they went ahead and they brought now a kapora for Tzitzio's door as well. Now, wait a minute. This is a little bit of an exaggeration. I understand that when you're bringing an Eglah Rufa, essentially you're bringing the Eglah Rufa on people that are there, correct? And now, okay, you're saying, now that I'm bringing on people that are there, then that are currently alive, I can say that this kapara extends backwards in time. I mean, it's quite a leap to say that because of that, I can bring a korban on people that the chlal don't exist. But because the tzibur is here, they exist within the tzibur. I mean, it doesn't make any sense. It's a wholly different concept. There's the halachic ramifications of having someone present that you're bringing the kapara on. And then you can say it extends. But, I mean, who's to say from here that woman, you're going to bring a carbon chafas now and somebody that was Yotze in Mitzrayim? I mean, where do you get that from? So how could the people coming up in the door of Ezra bring a carbon if the door of Tzikio were dead? So let's say that inside. Migami, it's not similar at all. Hatam kulo itinu. Everybody that you're bringing the carbon for, the Eglah Rufa, is there standing with you. We could say, migu the mechaper, achayim mechaper nami amitim. So we say, since the kapara took place on the people that are standing there, it's already now midgalgel, so to speak, up to Yotzei Mitzrayim. Mi abu chayim, over here, 70 years later, you're telling me they're going to be mechaper on a door that's not present? Oh, says the Gemara, excuse me, inafinami. They were present. Then the proof is very clear. Because Aktiv, it says to Pharish that when they came back and they rebuilt the Beit HaMikdash, that all of the people that had been there at the time of the first Beit HaMikdash and saw the second Beit HaMikdash were in tears, mourning the absurdity of what looks like that everybody over here dancing around and singing wonderful Beit HaMikdash and singing Karl Bach songs around the Kotel, you know. And these people are sitting there moaning and groaning, this is a Beit HaMikdash, this is a piece of garbage. Which, of course, is precisely what happens today. It's interesting. Anybody has an idea what a country is supposed to look at as in mourning. Everybody thinks this is a country, goes around dancing with the flags. It's exactly the same situation. Depends on your perspective. You see that both can be true, by the way, and both out of place.
Unless the 2,000-year-old man still is around this very moment. No, but I've seen the,
So it says, the Feirush v'rabim mi'akwanim v'halavim v'roshei ha'avot that had seen the Beit HaMikdash were crying. Okay, I mean, still, you can't be mechaper on them. I mean, you could say some individuals may have been left. But, I mean, certainly they couldn't have been the rove, in which case the rove of the tzibur essentially are being mechaper now on the people that are now and not then. So how do you derive from the Eglah Rufa that you could be mechaper on a previous door? Says the Gemara, excuse me, but you're missing the point. It says in the Pasuk, Ve'ein ha'am makirim kol tru'at ha'simcha l'kol b'chi ha'am. That there was so much crying that they couldn't even hear the celebration. So obviously there were more people that were in mourning than that were celebrating. So you see that the rove, now remember, of course, this doesn't mean the rove of the total population, but it means that since out of the people that, remember, there were only 44,000 people that went up from Bama, it's reasonable to say that the people that went up were the people that were most committed to the past. They were the ones who had been there before. The new generation grew up in Bavel and they stayed in Bavel and never wanted to go up. And we don't count people who aren't in Eretz Yisrael, as we said earlier. They're not considered to be Kahal anyway. So that means that out of the Kahal that went up, indeed the majority were the people that had cared from before. And they were the ones that we were being mechaper on over here. Okay, so if that's the case, then Rav Papa makes perfectly good sense. We know that a tzibur can be mitzaper even though it's from a past generation, as long as they remain still the rove, then it's a perfectly proper derivation.
What is this a migu?
Migu means since. That's all that migu means. And you see, when we use it in its technical sense, it also means since you could have said X, we accept when you say Y. V'kol nishma ad l'merachok. It's very strange to say that what they were doing was bringing a carbon for Avodas Kechavim. I mean, there was no mistake about what they made. I mean, the carbon for Avodas Kechavim is a mistake in Hora'ah. What were you, are we saying the Beis Din, the time Tzitzio made a mistake in Hora'ah, and they said it's mutter to be Avodas Avodah Zarah? I mean, whoever heard such a thing? Some people who worship Avodah Zarah said they're Mezidim. Said they're Mezidim. This whole thing doesn't make sense. What are they bringing these carbonas for? There's no carbon on a Mezid. And so the Gemara Hora'at Sha'ah, the whole thing wasn't technically a carbon for Avodas Kechavim. It was a Hora'at Sha'ah that Ezra and Nechemiah had passed in, that this is what they have to do as part of the Kiddush of the Beit HaMikdash. Just like Lemaisa, the carbonus of the Levium at the time of the Mishkan was a Hora'at Sha'ah. In the sense that Kodesh Baruch Hu said, it's a one-time carbon of the Par, the Olam, the Par, the Chatas, whoever heard of such a thing as a carbon. That was a Hora'at Sha'ah, as Rashi brings Mamish the Lashon over there next week's parasha. Hora'at Sha'ah. So year two, it's a Hora'at Sha'ah. And by the way, also Nami Mistavra, look. Obviously it was a Hora'at Sha'ah, because look at the other carbonists that they brought. What the heck were the other carbonists doing there? It says, Elim Tishim Lishisha, Kvasim Shivim Lishiva. Well, where did they get such an idea? What they're playing Gematria games, or there's some Rebbe over there telling them that this is Kenega, what are you, 96, 77? I mean, come on. So Kenega and me, who thought that up? No, Hora'at Sha'ah, obviously it was some kind of sack over here. That you're supposed to do this as part of the Kedusha of the new founded Beit HaMikdash. So, okay, so then the whole event was obviously a special orchestration. So, Akanami, Hora'at Sha'ah, we're just bringing a gentle remnant to the whole thing. It was Kenega, the idea of Tirei Avodas Kechavim, and over here was a Kapora, what had been done. But in essence, you don't look for actual halakhic basis for it, there is none. Sure, absolutely, also to bring a chatas. We'll never bring a chatos over here. You can't just bring your own korban chatas. It's chulin lazar. It's an issur gomor.
But if a person brings a todan, it's all on mizbayach. Is that an issur?
Yes, issur gomor, issur laz. Wherever there's mimenu leishin, you're not allowed to put the rest of it. Tana rabbanan. Meit echad min hatzibur. Let's say that it says over here, if one of the people of the tzibur dies, so in a case where there was a mistake in the Beis Din, chayav, you still have to bring the carbon. And you don't say, look, we can't be makaper anymore for our hora'at ta'ut because somebody died. But if echad min habedin pturim, one of the members of the Beis Din dies, then they're potter, because you no longer have the same Beit Din that was kind of these Beit Din is like a group, a shutafim that are bringing a carbon, a shutafim. If one of the shutafim die, you can't bring the carbon back. Now, who is the author of this? Because it implies a very strange relationship between the carbon that's being brought to both the tzibur and the Beit Din. I mean, either it's the tzibur or the Beit Din, no? And how does this work? Amr Kist, Amr Rizer, Amr Rabbi Meir, Amr Rav. It's Rabbi Meir Shita. Rabbi Meir Shita is that Beis Din is maybe and not the Tzibur. So since the Chiyuv is on the Beis Din, if one of the Tzibur dies, he'll talk Meitachai Minat Tzibur Chayavim. Because, I mean, who cares? They'll claim Kula Beis Din. It's the Beis Din who's Chayav, so who cares if the Tzibur is alive or not? Basha'im Kain, Meitachai Minat Beis Din, on the other hand. If somebody dies from the Beis Din, then you can't bring it anymore. You're part of that. It's like a chatas in which there were now a number of partners, and then is a number of partners. A carbon of a shutafim isn't brought in, I guess. Because it's only a chiyuv on the Beis Din. According to Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir, she did, but Tzibur doesn't participate. Shemachi Peturim. Machilor of Yosef. And Yosef said, what forces you to learn that it's going like Rabbi Meir? Why can't you learn it's going according to Rabbi Shimon? Because according to Rabbi Shimon, both the Tzibur bring and the Beis Din brings, right? So according to him, he says, Dona Beitin ima Tzibur. So you could say, the logic is like this. Not because Meitachad min HaTzibur, who cares because it's not their carbon. You could say, Meitachad min HaTzibur, who cares because the Tzibur doesn't die. We're over there, they're not at Sibur, they don't have a din of a kahal. So Meitachar min ha-beitin, you could say that they're the Gernet, and that would be a simple way of learning. So let's see that inside, Meitachar min ha-tzibur chayavim de'en tzibur meitin. Meitachar min ha-beitin p'turim, because kriyamin chatat shutafimi, and chatat shutafim cannot be brought. Amalei Abayei, says Abayei, I'll tell you why. And this is brilliant. I'll tell you why. Theoretically, there's been nothing wrong with your argument. Except that it happens to be, you're the genius, why he said it has to go to the mayor. Because it happens to be that Rabbi Shimon's own shita is that a chatas ha-shutafim is not one of the chamesh chatos. So since a chatas ha-shutafim doesn't die, so there would be no explanation, I'll leave it to Rabbi Shimon, why if a member of the Beis Din died, why we won't be able to bring it. So if you and I held of Rabbi Shimon Shita, in terms of the Tzibur and the Beis Din both have to bring it, we could have said it's going like us. But you can't say it's going like Rabbi Shimon for a completely outside reason, out of left field. But it happens to be Rabbi Shimon also holds that a chatat of shutafim is not made. On a mele, you can be mocking it. How do I know that? The Tanya. Parvasa irsha Yom HaKippurim sha'avdu. Now, if you have the parvasa of Yom HaKippurim that are brought by the Kohanim, correct? Now, something happens to them, and they get lost. So now the Kohanim are mafrish acherim taktehem. So then we're mafrish other ones. And then we find them. Yamutu kulam. The din is that that's a chad, one of the, there's five cases of chatzaot that have to be allowed to die and are not brought.
Mm-hmm.
And one of them is a chatzas that was lost and you were mafish, another one to be mitachron. So says Rabbi Yehuda. Whereas Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Shimon Aimer, Yehra'u, no. You can allow them to graze, and they get a mum, and then you sell them, and then you can use the money to buy another carbon, and so on. Why is this? Lefisha in chatat tzibur meita. So in other words, he's comparing the din of shutafim, and the kohanim are not a chatat tzibur. They are a group of people who are b'shutafut, they're buying carbonos. And yet, Rabbi Shimon compares the din of the kohanim to the tzibur, so you see, according to him, that it really shouldn't matter whether the Beis Din, one of the members of the Beis Din dies, who are shutafim, or one of the members of the tzibur dies, because he's comparing shutafim to tzibur. Therefore, you cannot explain the bright that we just had. Eliezer ben Rabbi Shimon is fantastic. Says the Gemara, no, it's not fantastic at all. What are you talking about? What are you saying? That Rabbi Shimon Shita, vis-a-vis the Kohanim, the Kohanim is a raya that he holds that way for all shutafim? The Kohanim, I have bad news for you, are not shutafim. The Kohanim have a din of a kahal. I'll bring you a raya. Kohanim come, a China Kohanim, the ikrei kahal. We find Kohanim compared to the same status of the kahal because it says, al ha-Kohanim v'al am ha-kahal yechaper, which means that the Torah is comparing the Kohanim to the am ha-kahal. And if that's the case, whatever the din is of a tzibur, we already saw that every kahal equals a tzibur. We learned that out from Yaakov Avinu, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him, kahal amim, and the only one that was referring to was Binyamin. So apparently the Kohanim have that same status. But how does that prove that if a group of people, such as a Bezdin, it certainly doesn't have a status of a tzibur, it's not called a kahal. So how does that prove that if one of the member of a group dies, that you're allowed to bring the carbon? It should work out beautifully according to Rabbi Shimon too, and yet for some reason you're insisting it's only going on to Rabbi Meir. Something's wrong.
Yesterday we said Einei Kahal is basically Einei Kahal. So
yeah, they're still not kahal. They're not called kahal itself. Wait a second. There's one little problem over here. You can't have it both ways. If you're going to say that the Kohanim are considered to be a kibur, so then why don't they bring their own par helam dollar? Because we already saw that every shevet brings a par helam dollar if it makes a mistake because of the pasuk that calls them a kahal. Right?
So if you're going to tell me that the Kohanim are a cow, why don't they bring their own separate part? V'chitei ma'afinami, maybe you'll say, well, how do you, maybe indeed they do. Maybe according to Rabbi Shimon, they do. Oh yeah? Well, if they do, then how come you have only 12 Purim? I mean, you have 12 Shvatim plus the Kohanim. Last I heard, 12 plus 1 equals 13. According to Rabbi Shimon, there's also the one that's brought on the Bezdin. So then according to him, there should be 14. It's not. So I don't get it. It's 12 plus 1. Not 13 plus 1. The top of the Shvat. Now you're going to have too many Shvat, if you tell me that the Kohanim themselves have a din of a Shevet. Says Rabbi Yaakov, you know what? Maybe the idea over here is that since they're members of Shevet Levi, they have no Chelek in Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, since they have no Chelek in Eretz Yisrael, they're not called a Kahal. Because of that, in terms of Parhon Dover Shotzibur, they're not called a Kahal, because as we already saw earlier, only a Kahal in Eretz Yisrael have the din of a Kahal. But people who are living in Eretz Yisrael, but have no Nachala of Eretz Yisrael, are also not in Eretz Yisrael. So they're not called Kahal either. In which case, you cannot include in your list of the 12 Shvatim, you cannot include Shevet Levi. Because it says, Hinanima Prachavi here Biteka, Untaticha le Kahal Amim, and then it continues on to say, Vinatati et Aretz Hazot, Lezaraka Karecha Akuzat Olam. So who's called the Kahal? The Kahal in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Yaakov at the same time that he defines the din of the Kahal on Binyamin. So he says, those who are going to have at the Aretz Hazot for Akuzat Olam, but those who don't have at the Aretz Hazot for Akuzat Olam are not called the Kahal in terms of these halakas, and therefore there's no din of Parah and Dover on it. Now that explains it. So now you could have consistently both of these issues. In terms of the din of Pael and Dover, they're not included because they're not called a Kahal. In terms of the halakas, whether Tzibur is Mesa, whether they're considered to be Shutafim or a Tzibur, we could still say that they are a Tzibur. So Choshe Ein Lo Akuzah, Lo Yikre Kahal. Says the Gemara, wait one second. If you just knocked out Levi, until now we were assuming we have 12 Shvatim because Levi is a Shevet. Our problem is that we have 13 Shvatim because you're claiming that the Kohanim represents a separate Kahal. The way that you answer me is by saying, well, actually, nobody from Levi is included. So then we only have 11 Shvatim. So how do we get 12 Shvatim then? We seem to be stuck. If we're going to have 12, we're going to have 13. If we're not going to have 12, we're only going to have 11. That's the way you're learning it. We're really in trouble. In Ken Chasrilu Yudbei Shvatim, now you don't even have 12 Shvatim. They can't even get up a good bomb warning. Omer Abaye, Ephraim U'Menashe, Ruven L'Shimam, Yilu, says the Farish. Ephraim and Menashe are like Ruven and Shimon. Which means that Yaakov Avinu defines Ephraim and Menashe to be the equivalent of two Shvatim. And that means that we now are back to 12 Shvatim. If we take Levi out of the picture, we put in not Yosef, but rather Ephraim and Menashe. Well, it's not only Havamin, we'll see it's the Maskana, but yes, yes, there's only one Shevet. Omar Rava says, Rava, wait a minute. That din of Ephraim and Menashe is only a din in terms of Nachala. It is not a din for anything else, because that pasuk Yaakov Avinu explains, but the other brothers that were born to you, they will be called Al Shem Achayim Yikaru B'Nachalatam. They will have to fit in their Nachalah with either Ephraim or Menashe. They won't be considered to be separate Shvat. So don't think I'm making all of your children separate Shvatim, only Ephraim or Menashe. But note that Yaakov Avinu stresses B'Nachalatam. I said, what happened with everything else? What happened to Gabi Pahel and Dover Shel Tzibur? Why does he say only B'Nachalatam? So you see, it's a din only in Nachala. But that in all other halakas, indeed, we don't say this din that Ephraim and Menashe are two separate Shvatim, and they all come under the heading of Shevet Yosef. So now that they're all Shevet Yosef, then that means that there's only 11 Shvatim, unless you include Levi. But then if you include Levi, why don't you include Kohen? Unless the reason it should only include Kohen is because we don't believe that the Kohanim are called a Tzibur. In which case, Abai is right in saying that Rabbi Shimon claims that even Shutafim are considered to be the equivalent of a Tzibur.
Why can't you say Kohanim are Levian?
To God be what? Because they're identified separately, ala Kohanim v'ala Makahal. And over there, the Levim are not included. That's a special kapora for Kohanim. So you see, from here on, Akalahu, Kshuva, Lola Davar, this is such a fascinating sugyas. I mean, this is absolutely amazing, the whole interrelationship of the Shvatim and the Bnei Yosef. And you guys are sitting around like it's just another day. What is wrong with
you?
Something about Wade. Well, what rubber? Whoa, hold on a minute over here. What do you mean this is only a bit of Nakala? You just got finished reading in Bamidbar that Menashe and Ephraim are separate to Galim. Why do they have separate to Galim if they're not separate Shvatim? I mean, if they've got separate to Galim, then they're obviously separate Tzibur, Legabe, everything. Even including Parallel Daughters of Tzibur. What do you think of Zeke over here from Yaakov Avinu's Nakala? Well, if I look into the Galim, yes, indeed. But you forget, what was the source of the Degolim? The source of the Degolim was the original sitting around, standing around, Yaakov Avinu's Mita, the way they carried him to Eretz Yisrael, right? So that giving out of the brachas at that moment, each of those brachas was kineged the Nachal and Eretz Yisrael. So essentially, Yaakov Avinu was Mechalek Eretz Yisrael, and he told them, he told him at that point, the way that you carry me will be the way that the Machane will be carried in the Midbar. You carry the Mishkan also, and your Degolim will be Soviet Mishkan in the same fashion that you are carrying my Mitat Eretz Yisrael. So that means he himself was comparing the Degolim to Yerusha Zaharis, which means that the Degolim are essentially an expression of Nachala. So if I'm willing to agree that in terms of Nakala, yes, which includes the Golan. So the Golan to Nakalakam. So the idea over there is Nakalakam ka Chanayatam. And we have the same idea there. Chanaya was the same thing, was it not? So Kidei L'chalei Kavod L'Degalim. The whole point over there was that Yaakov Avinu gave it out to them, and we're mechalek that covet to the Golem, Ish al Diglo. It says over there, Do Totashitzivalem Avihem, where was Yaakov Avinu Mitzvah? Together with the Nachala. So that's all interrelated. Wait a minute. But what about the Nisim? When it lists the Korbanos of the Nisim, how come it lists separately Ephraim and Menashe? I mean, that means that they're separate Shvatim. They're taken for granted as separate Shvatim, no? That's only to show that the Nesiim are kosher. So we give them each one a separate opportunity to bring his karbonos. The Tanya, Shlomo asa Shivat Yimei Chanukah. When we see that Shlomo made the Chanukat HaMikdash, how many days did he make it? 7 days, plus Sukkot. So why did Moshe Rabbeinu make 12 days for Chanukah of the Mishkan? So Mara'a Moshe Latot Shnema Sayom Chanukah. I mean, if Lamaitse there's a halacha in the essence of Chanukah HaMishkan, that you need 12 days, why didn't Shlomo make 12 days? And so it's clear that there is no halacha, 12 days. So where does the 12 days come from? Today la halacha, kavod the Nisiyim. Amazingly, the interrelationship of the Nisiyim with the Mishkan was the reason that each one was provided his own day. So what do you see from there? That there was a special din at the time, a special need at the time, to give each one his own place. Fine, so that means that in terms of the walking through the Midbar, and in terms of the Yomim that we're going to give each Shevet a chance to bring a Karban, we're very careful about this. They should have their own Nasi, and the Nasi should be expressive of his Shevet. But that doesn't mean that they're two separate shvatim in terms of anything else. Okay, so my hobby, what's the bottom line over here? When a buyer said that according to Rabbi Shimon, if chatas hashutvin is not mesa, now, and we're trying to disprove that by saying, well, maybe it's because I have a din of a shevet. Lamaita, is a buyer right in Rabbi Shimon or not? What is it? We can't disprove a buyer from all of this. What was a buyer saying? Was he saying correctly that Rabbi Shimon Shita is that shutafim do not have a problem of a chatas hamesa? Well, I'll prove it to you. My avel atashma. Take a look at the following brisa. The Tanya, Rabbi Shimon Omer, chamesh chataot meitzot. Now we have five separate dinim of a korban chatas that cannot be brought and then has to be allowed to die. What are those five cases? Vlad chatas, a chatas that has a child. So normally the child reflects the kedusha of the mother. But over here, you can't bring that child as a korban, because you can't bring a chatas just voluntarily. So that vlad chatas has to be allowed to die. A tumurat chatas, where somebody says, I want to make this animal in place of that one. So it becomes, both of them become now a korban, even the new one, but I can't bring it on the mizbeach. Chatas shemesu ba'aleha, the case where the owners died. Chatas shenitchapru ba'aleha, a chatas where the owners had now brought another one in its place, if they got lost, and they brought another one. Chatas she'avrashnatan, a chatas that was now left too long, and it's now too old to be brought. So you have to bring the chatas within its first year, now it's 2 years old, you can't bring it anymore. V'ina, look what Rabbi Shimon includes. He says, V'iyata yachol lomar v'lat chatas tzibur. There's no such thing as a tzibur that you could possibly have said has a v'lat chatas. Why? Because every chatas that a tzibur brings is a male, and males have not been known to have children. So, ein tzibur mafrishim nikeva, because where do we have a chatas of a tzibur? Only the se'irim, and only the porim. There's no other chatas that a tzibur brings, and therefore there is no nekeva as a chatas tzibur. V'yatar yacholoma tmurat chatas tzibur. Furthermore, there couldn't have been the tmura in the case of the tzibur because who makes that tmura? So ain't tmura the tzibur. There's no such thing as a tmura the tzibur. We will not have a pot. V'yatar yacholoma chatas shemetu ba'ala the tzibur. Nor can you say that there would be a tzibur whose owners die because a tzibur can't die. If that's the case, now you could say, well, but there is such thing as a tzibur that they brought another carbon in a place. No. Because even though lo shamanu, you're going to say, well, we didn't hear one way or another, now look about that. So in that case, yoko yomutu, maybe over there, taka, the din would be that they should die. I say, says Rabbi Shimon, yomot satum minama furash. Let us learn out the cases that we don't know from the cases that we absolutely do know. We absolutely know that there's no such thing as a blot chatas with a tzibur, correct? Because males don't have children. Fine. So if that's the case, we now know that the grouping of the five chataot hametot does not apply to the tzibur in its entirety. So if some of it doesn't apply, let's learn out from the sum to the rest. So, ma'amatino bevlat chatas v'tmurat chatas v'shemetu ba'aleha. Just like we find in three out of the five that the yachid advarim amurim, that the only din of the chatot ha'metot was said about individuals below the tzibur, at shenitchapru ba'aleha v'shavrat shnata, yachid advarim amurim below the tzibur. So, too, the remaining two cases would also be applicable only to a case of a yachid and not to a tzibur. Ask the Gemara, come on, I mean, but what are you going to say? You're not learning a din. A din you can learn. But how can you learn a reality? I mean, you can say, since the tzibur's chatos are males, therefore they don't have any children, because of that, I will also say that there's no such thing as a tzibur, the chatos got too old. That's absurd. I mean, chatos still do grow old, even in a tzibur. What does one have to do with the other? So how can you derive a case from something that's a physical impossibility to a case that's a physical possibility when you're not applying halacha, you're just applying logistics? So why wouldn't it apply? Answers the Gemara, Rabbi Shimon b'chad makom gamir. Sorry, you're missing the point. It's not that we're going to learn out one from the other. Rabbi Shimon is saying that the halacha l'mershon misinai that defines the chataot ha-meitot was given as a set. This is the set of chataot ha-meitot. If we know that that set cannot include, in all of its varieties, the tzibur, then by definition the set wasn't given to a tzibur because there's only this set. There's not individual cases. That's all he's saying. And since the set wasn't meant to apply as a set to a tzibur, we have no way of deriving any individual members of the set and apply it to a tzibur. It's not that we're learning one out from the other. So now, if that's the case, in the same way that we have excluded the application of the set to the tzibur, Rabbi Shimon would have to be, and this is the raya, and the Gemara doesn't mention it, but the raya that we're bringing here as to whether Abaye is right in Rabbi Shimon is that in exactly the same way that Rabbi Shimon says the set can only apply to individuals and not to the tzibur, because 3 out of the 5 would be missing, exactly the same thing is true about the Beit Din, meaning about the Shutafim. Because since we have a din of Shutafim here, there's no way that these Shutafim could possibly bring a Nikevah, because you're always bringing as the Beis Din a Par or a Soyer. There's no other Karbonis that a Beis Din brings. Therefore, the group would not apply to a Beis Din. Furthermore, everybody agrees that there's no Tmura done by Shutafim. We learn that out of a Pasuk. The Shutafim don't make a Tmura. So if that's the case, 2 out of the 5 cases do not apply to Beit Din. And therefore, the set cannot apply to the Beit Din. So Abaye was absolutely correct in saying, how could we say that Aliba the Rebbe Shimon, if one of the members of the Beit Din dies, that then we don't bring the carbon? Why not? There's no minyan to bringing the carbon, since the Chamesh Chataot HaMeitot do not include Beit Din. And therefore, we were forced to say that the author of our brisa was Rebbe Meir, not Rebbe Shimon, not because there's any problem with Rebbe Shimon Shita in the halakas we're discussing, but because it'd be another problem, tangential problem, of how would he explain the fact that if a member of Beis Din dies, that then we wouldn't be able to bring the carbon, since so Shita to the Chataot HaMeitot do not apply to Beit Din. Now, I must tell you, by the way, just because I don't want you to go away with the wrong impression, that actually Rebbe Shimon Shita is there are no 5 Chataot HaMeitot. There's 4 Chataot HaMeitot. The reason that we talk about 5 is because we got confused. One of them was added, and we're not sure which one was included, which of the 4 were included in the original halachot. So we always mention as a group of 5, which is why it's necessary to prove the case here from the fact that 2 out of the 5 don't apply to Beit Din, you see. Because otherwise, we wouldn't really have a proof. So the 2 that don't apply would be this question, they can't have children, because a Beis Din only brings males, and the fact that a tzibur, or a shutfim rather, cannot bring a tmura, cannot make a tmura. So now we know definitely 1 of the 4, since 2 of the 5 are missing, 1 of the 4 must be missing. If 1 of the 4 is missing, the set doesn't apply. Even as in practical terms, I mean, for our sake, this is important, but I just don't want you walking away thinking, Chamesh Chataos Meisos, according to Rabbi Shimon, is Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, when it isn't. Hadron Halach, Haru Beit Din, Hora Kohen Mashiach. No! Because we're not really. No, we just do it that we should show that we don't stop. But to call it a true beginning, but then you won't be able to say it tomorrow.
There must be a continuation.
Yes, there must be a continuation, but a continuation is not a beginning necessarily.
Right.
Yeah. Horakon Mashiach Latzmo Shogeg V'Yasa Shogeg Lady Pa. So if a Kohen Golo was Meshuach B'Shem and HaMishpat, makes a mistake in his own personal Hora'ah for himself, and follows that Hora'ah personally, that's when he brings a Korban for himself. Thank you.